problem is too big or too small for natural Ange.
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
Morena. Good, thanks.
It is lovely to have you back in the studio today.
Yeah, nice to be here.
As per usual, you've brought the sunshine as well. It's just streaming out from behind the clouds.
I love coming to Auckland, do it every 3 weeks, and it's, you know, I build up to it. It's fun.
Yeah. In those 3 weeks, we've actually had a couple of queries for you, Ange. People desperate for your help.
Yeah, the people need you.
Oh, good. Keep it rolling.
Someone's texted in. This was over the past few weeks. They said, hey, could you ask Ange about a prolonged cough that our 3-year-old girl has? It's been there for about a month.
Okay, so you've got to work out whether there's an irritant that's causing the phlegm to produce, and often in, if it's in the night, but any time, it can be dripping down the back and then it catches in the throat and then they have to cough all the time.
Right.
So what is that irritant? I always sort of think of perfumes, washing powders. Is it dairy? Is it wheat? Is it those sorts of things, which are common? But you can do an allergy test and work that out. Because being prolonged like this, it would mean that it's not a viral one so much. It'd be more an irritated one. But I do a nice herbal, you know, marshmallow herbal one, which tastes nice, a cough mixture, and that helps. And raw garlic in food, if she likes that. You can do garlic bread or hummus or guacamole. That thins the mucus and stops a cough.
That's quite good to know.
Yeah, so you can
just and you just, that's a kitchen cupboard remedy that's just easy. But you want to get to the bottom of it about why is she coughing,
you
can, whoever it is, can hop online on my website naturalange.com and look, read up about allergy tests. And we can get that organised.
Good stuff. What else have we got there, Tess?
We have someone who's texted in saying, hi, I have darker skin, and recently there have been whiter spots popping up on my body, on my back, and just randomly. It almost looks like your skin would after it's peeled from sunburn, but not as intense. My auntie said it's a fungal infection, and to use Peveril,
it's an antifungal cream. Yeah.
But I'm not sure. Any ideas?
Yeah. So what's happening is, it can be sort of a vitiligo, or otherwise it's because of the infection there, if it's a fungal infection, where the melanocytes get knocked out in the process of the immune system killing off the fungal infection, or trying to.
Okay.
So you're pretty well right. You go to the chemist and, you know, there's different broad-spectrum antifungal creams you can buy over the counter. And, you know, it's a bit like roundworm and things like that. People get sort of rings on their arms, you know, and then they're left with a white spot, and it takes about 18 months for it to repigment up with the sun again.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, and you need to use a bit of sunblock on it because it can burn and go pink, you know.
Right, okay.
So what I'd do is probably go to the chemist and speak to the pharmacist, but, you know, there's my cream and those sorts of things. Or if they have Peveril, try that. You know, it's a broad spectrum antifungal. Try that first.
Cool.
Knock that off. And then you are going to have those whiter patches.
So your auntie sounds like they might be right, maybe.
Yeah. And vitiligo is a bit more serious. You know, it's just like, you know, the immune system knocking off, but for what reason, you know.
Yeah,
so we'll
go
with the fungal one first, and then a doctor can always diagnose it as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is quite a full-on one. I'm not sure if you'll have an answer for this, Ange, but it says, Do you have any natural alternatives to cancer treatments if somebody doesn't want to do the intensive chemotherapy?
Yeah, that's a really big one to ask on the girl. And I always say follow the medical advice. And we, you know, naturopaths don't treat cancer, of course. We can help and assist with the side effects, and we can help with diet and, you know, good supplementation where it's required. Definitely some things you can do, but, you know, there's a broad sweeping thing that I can't really answer. But follow the medical advice, because, you know, you don't want to, you know, not get the advice, which would be helpful.
Totally. It's a big one.
And another one here. Hi, Ange. Been suffering from a ingrown toenail on my big toe. Any ideas?
Okay, so there's two things there. Silica will help draw out when things go inwards, like splinters or foreign bodies or anything like that.
Right.
It helps raise
lift
it up
them
to the surface. Yeah. But also you need to, I'd almost need to draw a diagram, but you can get a tiny bit of cardboard, tiny, and get it under that point that's growing down, and you get it underneath so that you're training the toe to come out. My doctor told me this. He said, my doctor said, we used to cut the nail, make a V, and so it would come up. But he says, now, more recently, I just get
Do you leave it there, the cardboard?
Yeah, you tape it in place, but you know, sometimes people get that sharp corner of a big toenail and it's going down or it's really painful.
Yeah.
So you got to get this little bit of cardboard. It's only millimetres.
And you just leave it in there?
And then you tape it, but you got to get it underneath that sharp corner of your toenail to make it grow out and over the top.
That sounds gnarly as. But it works.
It works, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you sort of get past that. And I'd put it together with silica. So that's available on my website, 4.2.
And is that something you...
They're tablets.
Tablets,
with silica. And that helps draw it out.
Someone's texted in saying, can you ask Ange about a fluttering eyelid, please? Magnesium's not working. Should I... reduce caffeine, ?
Yeah, well... it is a sign of magnesium deficiency usually, because calcium contracts the muscle, magnesium relaxes it. And if you haven't got enough magnesium, you're just left fluttering. Or somebody get a twitchy cheek or their arm, you know. And what happens with that is coffee, fizzy, stress, alcohol will all deplete magnesium. So if you're taking magnesium and it's not working, it's probably not a very good quality magnesium.
Okay.
You know, there's magnesium carbonate, magnesium oxide, and you thought you bought it and doing a good job, but in actual fact it's not well absorbed.
What's the best kind to get?
I always like the Active Elements. They're on my website and they are 2.3, which has got potassium, magnesium together.
Is it 2.3
or 3.1 phosphate?
Phosphate.
Yeah, and within about 10 minutes it works, you know.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, if you can't get to sleep or if you've got restless legs, you just get up, have one
good
of those.
Good for PMS as
and
well?
And like, really good for PMS. Actually, 4.2 is good for PMS.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Since we're drawing close to timing, did you, you mentioned you've been doing some webinars.
Yes, I was going to say...
Rock and roll.
You know, with this move up north and coming to Auckland every 3 weeks, so it's actually... made it so that I can reconstruct my time and it's still working on the business. I'm busy in a different way. And so, you know, I've always been stockpiling all these great webinars and things, and it's just so amazing to have all this information given to you. Like Dr. Jason Horalick does amazing webinars on the microbiota and things like that, and they package it up because they read all the research and it's for clinicians. So now I can actually put that information together and give it back to you guys.
Awesome.
So just letting you know, I'm not idle up there lying on the beach.
having a fantastic time.
I just sort of thought, you know, I am sort of still giving back to you guys, and, you know, I come to Auckland every 3 weeks and, you know, I'm just updating everything and making it really current in the current research. So
excellent.
It's really rewarding. I'm going, I've just been stockpiling all these things in my inbox and now I'm sinking my teeth into it.
Totally.
Do you have time for one quick last one?
Absolutely.
I don't know if you'll have advice for this, but it says, me and my friend had a massive night out and my mate's got a meeting in 30 minutes. Any advice?
mate.
Lots of water.
Lots of water. Maybe a boiled egg is good. Anchor yourself
protein.
I come to Auckland, I boil like 5 eggs, you know, it's because you always sort of run a bit short on time, it's like quick old down an egg.
Yep.
And do the deep breathing. Breathe in for 5 counts, out for 5 counts, and keep out for 5 counts. And that puts you back into parasympathetic, and then you'll be really balanced and you'll just walk in and go, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, thanks, Ange. If people want to get in contact with you.
Yeah, you can go on naturalange.com.
Fantastic. It's a pleasure to have you back in the studio, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks' time.
Sounds good.
So if we didn't get to your question this morning, we will put it on the list for next time Ange comes in as well. Thank you, everybody, for texting in. It is great to hear from you as well. And
thank you.
Thank you for coming in, Ange.
Thank you.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.